Mark led the way toward the Calvary Garden, where a small grotto stood. "This is a replica, too, for the tourists. Sonier built it with rocks he would bring back from his forays. He and his mistress would travel off for days at a time and return with a hod full of stones. Odd, wouldn't you say?"
"Depends on what else was in that hod."
Mark smiled. "Easy way to bring back gold without arousing suspicion."
"But Sonier seems a strange sort. He could have just been toting rocks."
"Everybody who comes here is a little strange."
"That include your father?"
"No question. He was obsessed. He gave his life to this place. This was his home, in every way."
"But not yours."
"I tried to carry on, but I didn't have his passion. Maybe I realized the whole thing was futile."
"So what were you doing in the mountains when that avalanche came?"
Mark did not answer him.
"You were doing the same thing your mother's doing here now, trying to atone for something. She's hurting bad, lots of guilt and regrets. This could be a second chance for her and you."
"My mother and I parted ways long ago. It was best for both of us."
"Then what are you doing here?"
"I came to my father's house."
"And when you arrived, you saw that somebody else's bags were there. Both our passports were left with our stuff. Surely you found them. Yet you stayed."
"I'm 38 years old and I still feel like a boy," Mark said. "I've lived the past 5 years within the sheltered cocoon of an abbey, governed by strict rule. A man I considered a father was kind to me, and I rose to a level of importance I've never known before."
"Yet here you are, right in the middle of God knows what."
Mark smiled.
"You and your mother need to settle things."
The younger man stood somber, preoccupied. "The woman you mentioned last night, Cassiopeia Vitt, I know of her. She and my father sparred for several years. Should she not be found?"
"Depends. She a threat?"
"Hard to say. She seemed to always be around, and Dad didn't like her."
"Neither does de Roquefort."
"I'm sure," Mark said.
"In the archives last night, she never identified herself, and de Roquefort didn't know her name. So if he has Claridon, then he now knows who she is."
"Isn't that her problem?" Mark asked.
"She saved my hide twice, so she needs to be warned.
Claridon told me she lives nearby, in Givor.
I need to pay Cassiopeia Vitt a visit. I think alone would be best for now."
"That's fine. We'll wait here. Right now, I have a visit of my own to make. It's been 5 years since I paid respects to my father."
And Mark walked off toward the cemetery's entrance.